G'day and welcome. This is Eric Perez, and I'd like to welcome you to the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're having a discussion with John Harrison, the Executive Chair of Seafood Industry Safety Initiative. But before we get into a discussion with John, I'd just like to go through a couple of the key issues that we need to understand around why the initiative is doing what it's going to do over the next little while, including that there's been an absence of an integrated almost collaborative effort into safety and health, that there have been significant resources, financial and physical, allocated to workplace health and safety over the last 15 odd years. The majority of resources have been what they call standalone, and there's been limited extension for the wider industry to adopt those resources. And there's been a limited capacity and resources within the industry to continue the development of the work that's required in terms of health and safety at sea. And so one of the final points here that kind of grabs those and is critical, I guess, is there's been some level of reluctance or a culture in industry, a she'll be right, mate type culture, which is not conducive to health and safety in this industry of ours. So can I welcome John to the podcast? How are you, John?
Very well, Eric, and thank you for having me.
No worries, mate. Appreciate your time. So can I ask you to give me a bit of a background to the initiative and what your role will be in that. But before you do, just for the sake of those listening, John Harrison, who's speaking with me now, has extensive experience in both the commercial and recreational fishing industries over a 26-year period. So we're lucky to have him on as executive chair. So John, to start off with, I'd just like you to share, if you can, with the podcast listeners, what your role is in the overall initiative and where are we going with this initiative, mate?
Oh, thanks, Eric. I was asked by the FRDC to chair a new program which has been called the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative, as you pointed out. And it's basically got three objectives, and we need to improve the safety element of the commercial fishing industry in particular, because there has been far too many loss of lives and some serious injuries in the workplace. And we need to move and make that a priority for industry to address. So that's the guts of why we're doing this. There's certain objectives of which I know that we'll cover later on in this cast. But my role is to facilitate, encourage input, take guidance and opportunities, and learn from our international colleagues, such as the Scottish Fishermen's Federation, our mates across the ditch in New Zealand. And, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's see what they're doing, and let's get a process in place whereby our fishermen will come home.
Thanks, John. And so my understanding is that there's already been some work started with the development of a strategic plan. Now, how was that plan put together in one or two sentences, if you can? And who was involved in getting that plan together, mate?
We've got a steering committee that involves industry participants. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority have appointed one of their senior operate or their national operations manager to the committee. Patrick Hone from the Managing Director of FRDC, and we put together a draft strategic plan based upon three key objectives. And the first is probably the most telling one, and that's moving towards zero fatalities. And we then pushed that plan out and asked the Australian Maritime Safety Authority and the recently formed Seafood Industry Australia to join us or partner us in that strategic plan. We sent them copies of those, and they're quite, both of them jumped on board. So we will also now be pushing out to our seafood peak bodies in each of the states a questionnaire that we've developed, asking them for input to further, I guess, fine-tune the strategic plan. It's a living document. The other two key objectives are continuous cultural improvement in the use of workplace safety management systems and an increase in the uptake of industry workplace safety and training programs and education tools. So they're pretty basic objectives, but fundamental that we get a program in place that reinforces the need for this safety to be at the front of mind.
That's pretty clear, John. So just a couple of things around seafood safety research, development and extension projects. How are they going to be identified, or have they all been identified now? And I'm assuming they're going to be aligned with this strategic plan. Have I got that right?
You have got it right. Yes, we'll be looking at what the FRDC can do in with their mantra, which is an RD&E provider. Won't be and to see what tools need to be developed, to see what education platforms need to be used. And we've one that springs to mind that's about to, almost finished its second year, is a SeaSafe project, which is an electronic learning management system, which is being picked up by the fleets around, that can provide online training for different modules for people to be able to complete, tick the boxes, make sure that they've got an introduction before going on board a vessel. So what platforms are needed, how they're going to be developed, how we can learn from international experience and provide opportunities that are not cumbersome, expensive, and will do the job in making sure that people, again, you know, put safety in front of mind.
Sure. One of the questions that comes to mind, and you're in a good position to answer this, and this will be on the minds of those commercial fishermen that are working out there now that have seen projects in from various organisations, not just the FRDC I'm talking here. When one of the gripes that comes up that I've heard in my role with the Queensland seafood industry is around extension. So is this project going to be focused on that extension and trying to get that almost a continuous improvement culture across the industry when it comes to safety issue?
The short answer is yes, that's our objective. There's nothing worse than having a project completed and nice final report put on a shelf and there it gathers dust. Extension, I think the R and the D and the E are important. The E, standing for extension, has been something that the FRDC has been trying to improve for, you know, decades. We still need to work on it. What you don't need is to invest time, effort and money into developing tools without having those out to available to the coalface, and I'll call it the coalface for the want of the right word, but to the fishermen who are on the decks in the wheelhouses. They're the ones that need to have access to this stuff. So extension is vital.
Yeah, I can understand that, especially if you want to make this thing work in the longer term. So just as an extension of that, the previous answer that you gave, I want to talk a little bit about collaboration and co-investment. Now, I'm assuming, because you mentioned before that we'll be looking across the ditch to our cousins in New Zealand and internationally to Ireland, I think you mentioned before, are we going to be looking at doing national and transnational type projects? And before you answer that, is that going to involve specifically those that are fishing to get that adoption more readily happening, so get more working fishermen into those projects?
Well, the collaboration we are striving to achieve will be with the likes of New Zealand and with Scotland, but the Irish have also got some nice programs in place too, as have most countries. So we're wanting to learn from what they've done, adopt what they've done, and the Scottish guys told me we can plagiarise till our heart's content. And we go back to the fact that if we don't include the fishermen in this process, so they are the ones that benefit from the work that's being done, then we're actually wasting our time. You and I aren't the ones that are out working on, you know, on vessels, you know, on the high seas, or indeed in estuaries and other places where there is also a risk of accidents and lives have been lost, you know, in calm waters. So we need to make sure that things are picked up, and the processes and the way that people run their businesses or actually operate their businesses, operate the fishing activities. And I'm talking about simple things, Eric, like having a kill switch lanyard on your wrist if you're in a 5 or 6 metre punt, you know, catching mullet or chasing crabs or whatever it might be. You know, you need to have those lanyards attached to the kill switch. Now, that culture is not there yet, in my opinion. So we need to make sure that's reinforced and driven home, the importance of doing that.
John, look, I appreciate your time. And for those listening, there are going to be a lot more in this series of podcasts around the seafood industry safety initiative. So look, John, thank you for your time. And I'm hoping that as the executive chair, that you'll be able to record more conversations with me into the future regarding how the project is going, how we're tracking, and any issues that might come up. Because like you said, this requires everyone to get involved at one level or another. So yeah, look, I appreciate your time, John. Thanks for joining me today.
Pleasure, Eric. And one of the objectives that I'll be seeking in this role is to get out and speak to the fishermen and talk to them about what tools they need to improve their safety.
You've been listening to the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative podcast. Thanks again for your time, and we'll catch you all on the next podcast.